Good morning.
早上好。
Today we're going to be looking at Galatians chapter 5, so if you have your Bibles, you can turn there.
今天我们要看加拉太书第五章，如果你有圣经的话，请你打开。
Today we're going to be talking about freedom.
我们都经常讨论自由。
In America, it is known by many of us Americans as the land of the free and the home of the brave.
美国是自称为自由人的国度，勇士的家园。
And so freedom is a value that's highly regarded and honored in American culture.
所以自由是被美国人认为是最重要的价值观。
And I believe a week from Monday is our Independence Day that we celebrate on the 4th of July.
在一周以后的星期一，我们就要庆祝7月4日美国独立日的纪念日。
And so next week we're actually going to be having a joint worship service.
下周我们会有一个联合敬拜。
And the reason is that 4th of July weekend is always the least people attend worship in the whole year.
每年那个7月4号都是很少人参加敬拜。
And so I never really knew how much Chinese people enjoyed Independence Day of America.
我真的不知道有多少中国人来享受美国的独立日纪念日。
But some of the freedoms that we enjoy in America are freedom of religion.
但在美国我们能够享受就是宗教的自由。
We can meet here without any fear of some governmental body coming in and trying to shut us down.
我们在这里聚会，我们不会担心政府有人会来，然后把这个门关起来。
We have freedom of speech, which means we can say things about our government, and the government can't do anything to stop what we're trying to say.
我们有言论的自由，就是说我们想说什么有关政府的什么话，我们都可以讲。
We have an independent and free press.
我们有出版的自由。
And so the news that we get is from an independent source, not a source of which the government tries to compromise in some way.
所以我们的新闻是来自于独立的团体，并不是政府控制的机构。
We have a right to assemble.
我们有结社的自由，集会结社的自由。
Which means if we don't like something, we can protest, and there's really nothing the government can do about it.
就是如果我们有什么东西不喜欢，我们可以集会去抗议，政府对我们做不了什么。
And we have the right to petition, which means we can tell and ask our government representatives to work on our behalf.
我们可以去让我们的议员为了代表我们来行他们的权利。
And so all of these are enshrined in the First Amendment of our Constitution.
我们的美国宪法。
And it's something that's important to Americans.
被并入了美国宪法，是因为自由对我们美国人是很重要的。
A couple of years after the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center,
9/11以后的第二两年之内
，my family and I were in Singapore visiting Grace's family.
我家人跟我一起去新加坡来拜访Grace 的家人。
And one of the sisters at the Baptist church that her father was pastoring.
其中有一个姐妹，她的父亲是一个浸信会一个教会的牧师。
Asked me the question, why do you Americans value freedom so much?
她问了我一个问题，为什么你们美国人把自由看得这么重要
？Why don't you trade in some of your freedoms for security?
为什么你们不愿意为了一些安全而放弃一点自由
？Isn't it more important to be safe from some attack than to have the freedom?To do what you want and say what you want?
难道安全不比自由更加重要吗
？And I tried to explain to her that the value of freedom was such a exalted value for Americans that we wouldn't dream of giving up some of those freedoms for our safety.
也就是说，自由对我们美国人是那么的重要，很多时候我们的确是不愿意为了放弃。我们的自由去为了安全放弃一些我们的自由。
Bad things can and will happen, but it's worth the risk to be free.
的确有不好的事情发生，但是自由还是有它的价值。
And so we have an idea of what it means to be free, at least in a governmental sense, especially in an American context.
从那个美国这个环境中和从政府的这个角度来讲，我们明白什么是自由。
But what we'll see today from our text is that it's God's will for you that you enjoy freedom.
但是今天我想从圣经的角度来讲说上帝要给你的自由是什么样的
Not just government freedoms, that nation freedom that we can enjoy, but actually God wants us to enjoy freedom.
不光是这个国家和民族给我们的自由上帝也是给我们自由让我们享受自由
But what does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢
Well, we'll unpack that a little bit, but first let's read our passage today, which is from Galatians chapter 5.
等一下我会解释，让我们先来读加拉太书第五章第一节。
And we'll be reading verse 1, and then we're going to be skipping ahead to verse 13 and 14.
我们会读第一节以及第十三、十四节。
And so it says, It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
加拉太书五章一节说，基督释放了我们。叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself.
加拉太书五章十三、十四节说：“弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心相互服侍。”因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
It is God's will that you enjoy freedom.
上帝的旨意是让我们能够享受自由。
But with the freedom also comes encouragement from the Apostle Paul to live out that freedom.
那保罗也是要鼓励我们要活出这样的自由。
And so he'll charge us to take action to enjoy the liberty that he provides.
所以他要挑战我们要能活出这样的自由上帝给我们的自由
And he will encourage us to stand firm in freedom
他鼓励我们要在这样的自由里站立得稳
And to serve one another in love
然后用爱心彼此服侍
What's the context here?
这个上下文是什么样的内容呢
I like to talk about context usually when I preach because it sets what's going on in a time and a place
我很喜欢在讲圣经的时候提上下文，因为它就给我们一些经文的背景。
The Bible isn't just a spiritual truth that's given without context.
圣经不会只是给我们圣经中的真理，没有任何的背景。
But it was letters and history written in a certain place and time to a certain people.
这个信是写给具体的一些人，写在一个具体的时间、具体的地方，写给具体的一些人。
And as we seek to understand the issues that they were dealing with, it can help us better apply the truth for us today.
所以就帮助我们能够找到保罗写这封信的目的是什么，也能够帮助我们能够应用在我们的生活中。
And so this is actually a modern map.
这是一个现在的地图。
You see, there's Turkey and Greece and Syria, Lebanon. A lot of these countries are in the news regularly because of turmoil that's going on, unfortunately.
在地图上你能看到土耳其，能看到叙利亚，能看到伊拉克，能够看到罗马，这些国家的名字都是在新闻中经常出现的，因为发生了很多的征战。
But you see, right above the Turkey, the word Turkey is Galatia, and that was the city, the region of Galatia, back in the ancient world.
在地图上，土耳其上面就是加拉太，这就是以前加拉太是在现在土耳其的境内。
Galatia was in the Roman Empire.
加拉太是在罗马帝国的国境之内。
And the Apostle Paul did most of his ministry in this northern region, the region just north of the Mediterranean Sea.
使徒保罗他的宣教的行程主要是在地中海北岸的地区，也被称作大海地区。
At the time, it was known as the Great Sea.
在当时是被称作大海。
And the Apostle Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles, and so he was seeking to spread God's word to those who were not of the Jewish faith.
那个使徒保罗被呼召是向外邦人传福音。
He often, in his strategy, sought to reach the Jewish expatriates, so to speak, throughout the region, but then he would quickly move on to seek to reach Gentiles as well.
他一般就到一个地方就是先进会堂，然后向犹太会堂讲道，然后他就很快到那些万邦人中去传福音。
And one of the major issues in the book, or the letter of Paul to the Galatians is actually this issue of justification.
所以在保罗写给加拉太书的这个书信中，他最重要的是在讲，就是称义这个概念。
What does it mean to be made right with God?
和上帝和好是什么意思呢
And so do we become right with God? Do we receive salvation by faith alone?
我们和上帝和好，我们得到救恩是只是因为恩典。
Or perhaps do we do works? Do we somehow try to achieve salvation by adhering to the law or the commandments?
也许我们可以做什么事情得到救恩，比如说我们遵守律法。
Or perhaps it's a combination of the two, works and faith.
也许我们既通过恩典，又通过我们做什么事情来得到这个救恩。
And there was actually a group that had infiltrated the churches, especially of Galatia, that basically taught to have a salvation by both, by faith and by works.
在加拉太教会的确是有一个群体的人，他们就是教导说，你的救恩除了主的恩典，你还要通过自己的努力才能得到。
And so these, what they were called Judaizers, what they did was they taught and said, yes, you should have faith in Christ, you should receive Christ as your Savior.
这个群体被称作，他们自称是基督徒的犹太主义者，他们说，哦，是通过恩典你可以得到救恩。
But you also have to follow the works of the law in the Old Testament.
但是你也必须要遵守旧约中的律法。
You have to follow the commandments.
你必须要遵守十诫。
Your sons have to be circumcised.
你的孩子必须要被要受割礼。
You have to follow the holidays and festivals like Yom Kippur and Passover.
你还是要遵守那些节期，比如说逾越节。
And so the Apostle Paul basically argued against this way of thinking.
保罗基本上他是挑战这样的说法。
Paul, in fact, went so far as to say that such a syncretism of faith and works is a false gospel.
保罗甚至说这种福音是一个错误的福音。
And in Galatians 2:16, he writes and taught that a person is justified by faith in Christ.
在加拉太书二章十六节，他说，我们得救是本乎恩。
Not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified.
二章十六节说，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督。
Unfortunately, working for our salvation is a default position of most religions in the world. Maybe every religion in the world.
不幸的是，靠着自己可以得救这个想法是很多宗教的一些基本的概念。
And it is one that we even see here that Christians could be tempted by.
即使是我们基督徒，经常也被迷惑。
But Christ has set us free.
但是基督已经让我们得了自由。
And so we see that the freedom that we're called to enjoy is not something that we work for or earn.
所以我们知道基督让我们要享受的这个自由并不是我们得来的。
It originates in God, from God in Christ.
它是从神而来，在基督里才能造成的。
And the Apostle Paul makes this abundantly clear.
那个保罗在用大量的经文来把这个把它说得很清楚。
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free.
五章一节，加拉太书五章一节说，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
Well, what freedoms did Christ secure?
基督给我们保守的这个自由到底是什么呢？
Well, he gave us victory over sin.
他让我们能够胜过罪。
Over death.
让我们可以胜过死亡。
And over the grave.
也让我们能够胜过坟墓。
Romans 6:23 says, The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And so because we're sinners, because we sin, we're separated from God, and that penalty is death.
因为我们是罪人，我们与神隔绝，那个就被称作是死。
But Christ has set us free. He has given us freedom.
但是主耶稣基督给我们了自由，他释放了我们。
I really like the hymn by Charles Wesley called "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing."
我很喜欢查理·威斯利他的一首歌是《赞美主奇妙救赎》。
And I think this verse describes the dynamic well.
这些词就是表达这首歌的意思。
He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me.
他打破了罪债的权势，他释放了被囚的得自由，他的血让最肮脏的得洁净，他的血使我的生命。
Jesus Christ through his death on the cross has canceled our sin.
主耶稣基督通过他在十字上的死已经还清了我们罪的公价。
Our debt has been completely paid.
我们的罪债已经完全被还清了。
But unfortunately, the power of sin in our lives continues to have hold.
不幸的是，罪的权势仍旧在我们的生命中影响我们。
But Christ breaks the power of that canceled sin.
但是主耶稣基督已经破坏了那个罪的权势。
And so, in spite of the fact that the sin is canceled, the debt's been paid, there's still power of sin over our lives.
是的，我们的罪债已经被还清，那个罪的权势已经被胜过，但是我们的生命中仍旧有罪。
But Christ through His Spirit can break that power and enable us to live lives that are holy and pleasing to God.
但是主耶稣基督通过他的能力可以帮助我们胜过那个罪。
The blood of Christ avails in our lives not only for our salvation, but in our sanctification, our being set apart for God.
主耶稣基督的宝血不光是使我们得到了生命，他在我们成圣的生活中也是有很大的能力。
Becoming more like Christ through the power of His Spirit in our life.
让我们通过圣灵的能力能够更像耶稣。
And so the first thing that Paul encourages us to do, encourages the church to do, to enjoy our freedom is to stand firm in freedom.
保罗鼓励加拉太人，也是鼓励我们做的第一件事情，就是让我们能够在基督里的自由中站立得稳。
And so he says, stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
所以他说，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Now for the those who are receiving this letter, everyone would know what a yoke is.
每个人都知道，轭是什么。
But since we don't live in ancient Rome, I will give a picture of a yoke.
我们既然没有生活在那个时候的罗马，我就给你一个照片。
Basically, it was what was tied on the back of oxen.
它是背在公牛的背上。
And then you see the pole or ring in the middle, and that would have been attached to some kind of a plow that would till up the soil.
你们看到中间有一个棍子和绳子，它会跟一个犁连在一起。
And so this harness over the oxen was a yoke, and the Apostle Paul saying, don't allow this yoke to be upon you.
所以这个绳套子就套在这个公牛的头上，然后就不要让这个轭挣断。
Because the yoke of seeking to do good for God or to seek His To seek to please Him in some way, apart from the gospel, is basically what he says, a yoke of slavery.
如果这个轭能够阻止我们跟神更加的亲近，能行出它里面的自由，这个就被是看作奴仆的轭。
And the yoke of and this yoke of following the law was a great one. And there not only does Paul talk about there being a yoke of the law.
保罗在这里说，他们不光是律法的轭。
But Jesus actually said and went beyond that and said that there's a yoke of the Pharisees.
主耶稣还说了一个法利赛人的轭。
And so there's a law, there's a command, thou shalt honor the Sabbath and keep it holy.
这里十诫里面有一条说你要遵守安息日。
And so on Saturday, beginning sundown Friday, Jewish people to this day take a Sabbath from sundown to sundown.
所以星期日其实开始于星期五的日落之前，到星期六的日落之前就是安息日。
Sounds pretty easy, right? You get a day off on Saturday.
听起来很容易啊，你在星期六可以休息。
The Pharisees had 600 rules regulating the Sabbath day.
但是啊，法利赛人有600条那个不同的条例，让你来遵守在安息日的遵守的这些条例。
And there's modern day Pharisees I was to learn when I lived in New York.
现在还有现代的这些法利赛人。
So a friend of mine lived in a building on the Lower East Side where a lot of Jewish people lived.
我住在纽约的时候，我一个朋友住在一个很多犹太人住的地方。
And they had two elevators.
他们有两个电梯。
And one on a Saturday was a regular elevator. You could press the button and go wherever you want.
其中一个电梯是在星期六的时候，你可以按那个按钮，你想上下任何的楼层。
And the other one was a Sabbath elevator.
其中有一个安息日的楼电梯
，which stopped at every single floor。
然后在每一个楼层上，你都要停下来。
The reason it stopped at every floor was because by pressing the button, that was regarded as doing work。
原因就是你即使是你按手伸手去按那个电梯的楼层，也被看作是做工。
And a Jewish person can't work on the Sabbath。
然后犹太人在安息日是不能做工的。
They can take the stairs 20 flights up, walking up or down, and that doesn't break the Sabbath, but pressing a button does break the Sabbath.
你可以走20多层的楼梯，你不会犯安息日的律法，但是你按一下那个按钮，你就会犯了安息日的律法。
And so when I was visiting my friend, Jewish people, Jewish neighbors would come to me in the hallway and say, can you press...one for me because they didn't want to have to go down every single stop at every floor.
So 当我去拜访我住在这个地方的朋友的时候，碰到一个犹太人，他就会说你可不可以帮我按按钮，因为我按了他，因为他们不想一层层的去走。
So following all of these rules according to Jesus, according to Paul, is a yoke, it's a burden, an unnecessary burden.
就遵守法利赛人的这些律，就被耶稣和保罗看作是奴仆的轭。
And we're to stand firm against any thought or belief that would put us back under the law or bring us back to trying to somehow achieve righteousness before God.
所以我们都被很多人看作是他们想用自己的方法带回祖先所遵守的律法，然后通过自己的方式来称义。
The second encouragement of Paul is to find fulfillment in Christ.
保罗鼓励我们第二点就是要在基督里面能够成全这种自由。
What does it mean then to live a life that's truly free?
在过一个完全自由的生活，这个话是什么意思呢？
Galatians 5:13, the Apostle Paul says, "But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh; rather, serve one another humbly in love."
加拉太书五章十三节说：“弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。”
The pastor, Professor John Piper has written of the definition of flesh.
John Piper 他就来定义这个 flesh 的意思，就肉体的情欲的意思。
And he says the meaning of flesh in the book of Galatians is not the physical part of man.
他说加拉太书里的这个情欲并不是在讲人的肉体。
But man's ego.
他在讲的是人的自我价值。
Which feels a deep emptiness.And uses means within its power to fill that emptiness.
就是在人心里心心的深深的那个空虚，并且想尽方法来填补那个空虚。
If a person is religious, he or she may use the law.
如果一个人他信什么宗教，他有可能是用这个宗教的律法来填补。
If someone is irreligious, they may use something like alcohol.
如果一个人他并不相信任何的宗教，他有可能用酒精。
But in either case, It's a person trying to meet their need to find some kind of fulfillment in their life by doing something.
不管是行律吧，还是用酒精，都是一个人想要通过用自己的方法来填补那个空虚。
By seeking to set up different rules and legalistic practices in terms of worship.
他就是来寻找别的方法。而不是来敬拜神
or of living the Christian life.
或者是来通过活出一个基督的样式的生活
or it's totally disregarding anything religious and just trying to live life however you want it.
其实就是说想你想过怎样的生活就怎样去过
the expression eat and drink for tomorrow we die.
然后就像吃吃喝喝我们明天就死吧
and so in that we will seek to do whatever we want whenever we want with whomever we want.
所以就是我们找我们想要的，我们做我们想做的。
But Christ has a better way.
但是主耶稣基督有一个更好的方法。
And A.W. Tozer, pastor from Chicago back in the 1950s, has written, "Christian liberty is freedom from sin, not freedom to sin."
1950年代有一个牧师 A.W. Tozer 他说。基督徒的自由是不犯罪的自由，不是犯罪的自由。
So we receive freedom not to do whatever we want, but it's a freedom actually to put away sin.
所以这个自由不是说我们想做我们想做的事情，而是说我们有不犯罪的自由。
Yes, there are wages of sin.
是我们罪的工价。
ultimately death.
最终是肉体的死亡。
But before that, there's consequences of sin.
但是在肉体死亡之前，我们也有这个罪的不良后果。
If someone steals, they may end up in prison.
如果一个人偷窃，他应该会进监狱。
If someone lies, they may lose trust.
如果一个人撒谎，他应该会失去别人的信任。
If someone gets angry, it may cause a relationship to fracture.
如果一个人发怒的话，他应该会导致关系的破坏。
But ultimately, the biggest consequence is separation from God.
但是最终我们那个后果就是跟神的关系的断绝。
Even as a follower of Christ, when we sin, it causes us to lose intimacy with Christ.
即使是作为耶稣的追随者和信徒，如果我们犯罪的话，就会破坏我们跟神的亲密关系。
We are thus truly free when we seek to follow God's will in our lives.
当我们寻求顺服神对我们生命中的旨意，我们就会得到真自由。
And live in the manner that we are created.
就会以我们被造的样式生活。
Which will yield the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
我们也会得出结出属灵的果子，比如说仁爱、喜乐、和平、公义、良善。
As I was researching this message, I came across a website of a church.
我在准备这个信息的时候，我看到一个网上有个东西。
And unfortunately, I didn't write it down, but I have it bookmarked, so I'll have to look it up.
对，我没有记下来，我要回去看一下。
But what was interesting is they had a page on their website which gave testimonies of how people's lives were changed.
它就是给一些见证，就是人们的生命怎么会被改变的见证。
And it wasn't video file; it was a written text of these people who wrote down their testimonies.
并不是一个视频，而是说人写下来的见证。
And they did it in patterns of three. So every testimony gave like three things that was part of their life before embracing Christ, and then three things now that they've been following Christ.
这些讲故事的人遵循一个规律，就是说他们先讲的是他们以前的生活是怎么样的，然后被神改变，然后被神改变以后的生活是怎么样的。
And so for this sister Jessica, before she gave her life wholly to God in Christ, she said she was broken, grieving, and in despair.
这个叫 Jessica 的姐妹，她说她以前的生命是破碎的，是充满苦毒的，然后是绝望的。
But once she really started following Christ as a disciple, she became hopeful, grateful, and healing.
然后当她真正认真地跟随主耶稣做一个好的门徒的时候，她就变成了有盼望的、感恩的，而且是被医治的。
And so I think this demonstrates well what the power of freedom that God desires in our lives.
这个其实就是告诉我们上帝那个上帝所给的这个自由的能力。
He doesn't desire that we become modern day Pharisees and that we can follow the letter of the law in every manner possible.
他并不是想要我们成为现在的犹太人要追随一些的条例。
But that we may become changed, that we may live a transformed life.
他们是想，神是让我们被改变。
And this can only happen when we seek to live a life being filled with the Spirit of God.
只有我们被圣灵充满，我们要寻求过一个基督徒的生活的时候才会发生。
And though there's effort in seeking to follow Christ, to be a disciple of Jesus, nonetheless, the transformative power is something that occurs because of what God has done in us.
即使是这种改变的能力，不是我们做了什么，而是神耶稣基督已经为我们所做的。
And so, in some senses, it's not so much the commandment being obeyed, but it's the commandment being fulfilled.
所以，并不是律法被遵守了，而是律法被成全了。
As we begin to live out the fruit of the Spirit through Christ's power in our lives.
当我们就是要通过耶稣基督来改变我们的生命。
The third point that the Apostle Paul is making and seeks to encourage us with is that Christ has set us free, and to enjoy His liberty, we are to serve one another in love.
保罗讲的第三点就是主耶稣基督让我们得到自由，所以我们要享受这个自由，要彼此服侍，用爱心彼此服侍。
And the Apostle Paul says, "But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh; rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command." Love your neighbor as yourself.
保罗说，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
I really like this phrase that John Piper used in the commentary I was reading.
我很喜欢John Piper 在我用的那个圣经的查经的资料上所说的这句话。
He said, "You were called to freedom from servitude."
他说你们被召是从最终得自由。
Now in love, submit to servitude.
但是你现在要在爱中来能够得自由。
So we were called to freedom from servitude.
我们被召从那个最终得自由。
And so in a sense, we served ourselves, we served our flesh, we sought to do what we wanted to do.
我们以前是来服侍我们的肉体，然后服侍我们自己，做我们想做的。
And so we are free from that servitude to the flesh.
我们现在从这种服侍中得了自由。
But now in love, we're to submit to servitude.
然后我们要在这种爱中又要去服侍。
But it's to serve one another in love.
而是在爱中彼此服侍。
When God is our portion and we're truly free, then we will serve one another in love.
当上帝让我们完全得自由的时候，我们就可以在爱中彼此服侍。
Freedom flows forth in love, just like a bubbling spring flows forth from a mountain stream.
自由在爱中流淌，就像林中的泉水在山谷中流淌。
And so, as we're filled with Christ's Spirit, we can't help but exhibit the overflow of God's love in our life.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们不能够控制，就是要在爱中去彼此服侍。
Now, loving your neighbor as yourself is not a command to love yourself.
爱人如己并不是说你要爱自己。
It's a command to take your natural, already existing self-love and make that a measuring rod in trying to help others.
而是已经由你爱自己的这个天然的本性去爱别人。
And so, a love of self to the Apostle Paul is a given.
爱人如己，保罗给我们爱人如己的这个诫命。
But he wants us to use that as an example then, or as a motivation to serve others.
然后他就说用这样的方式去爱别人。
So, when we're hungry, what do we want to do?
当我们饿的时候，我们要做什么呢？
Well, we want to go eat.
我们想要去吃东西。
It's almost noon. I think maybe some of you are thinking about lunch coming very soon.
中午快到了，所以你们有的人就想说，哦，午饭在哪里？
But if we see a neighbor or someone who is hungry, we should be motivated then to love them as ourselves and to seek to feed them.
所以你要知道一个人饿的时候，我们就想说，哦，我们自己饿了要吃，那我们也要这样去喂饱别人。
Or I gave an example to the English congregation. We have a lot of students in that service.
我在英文堂的时候，我们有很多的学生。
And so what?Does a student, what would you want your children to achieve in school?
Oh, 你想让你的学生在学校中得到怎样的成绩？
Well, probably grades of A.
所以你想让他们得 A.
But if you see a classmate then who's maybe struggling with school, your motivation then should be to try to help them do well in school and for them to get A's.
如果你看到你班有个同学他在学习上很有困难，那你应该有那样的动力去帮助他得到 A.
Or in the work world, it would be wanting to help your coworker succeed as much as you want to succeed.
在你的工作单位，可能就是说你要帮助你的同事像你一样成功。
And so, in a sense, you use your self-motivation and turn that into a motivation to serve one another.
就是要用自己的那种动力去帮助别人。
So what are some lessons that we can take away from this passage?
我们今天所学到的功课是什么呢？
How can we apply God's word to our life, which will help us to enjoy a life of freedom?
我们怎样应用上帝的话来让我们的生命中得到自由？
There's a Christian musician, artist that many of our young people are familiar with.
有一个基督徒的作曲家，然后他很多年轻人很熟悉的。
His name is Lecrae.
他的名字是 Lecrae.
Don't feel bad. I don't really know his music either.
你不要觉得不好意思，我自己也不知道他的音乐。
I may be American, but I'm old. So I don't quite know this guy's music, but I really like his quote.
我是美国人，但是我年长，但我很喜欢他说的这句话。
And he said, freedom in Christ allows you to control the desires that once controlled you.
他说在基督里的自由就是你要能控制曾经控制你的那个欲望。
We will truly experience freedom when we can overcome our sinful actions and desires.
如果我们可以战胜犯罪的欲望和行为的话，我们就可以真正经历在基督里的自由。
And so one of our applications is to seek to overcome these desires in the power of the Spirit.
所以我们今天的应用就是说，我们真的能够战胜罪。
To rely on the power of Christ who broke the power of canceled sin.
我们来依靠这个真正胜过罪权势的耶稣基督。
Who broke the prisoner free.
他把被掳的都释放。
And we are those prisoners that God wishes to do a work in that we may experience the change and transform lives.
我们有一些囚犯上帝也许让我们要经历那个被囚得自由的那种自由。
Our second application is actually connected to our theme for this year.
第三个应用就是跟我们教会今年的主题是一致的。
Which is share our faith, hope, and love.
我们今年的主题是分享我们的信仰、我们的盼望和爱。
And in a sense, sharing our faith and hope is built maybe on a foundation of love.
我们的信仰和我们的盼望应该是建立在爱的基础上。
Because if we as a church body truly serve one another in love,
如果我们作为这个教会的肢体，每个人都用爱心彼此服侍。
Our environment, whether it be here at church or in a Bible study or fellowship or even meeting together with other believers, will be one that exhibits God's love.
我们周围的环境，比如说在教会中聚会，在团契中聚会，以及跟那个基督徒慕道友分享福音。
And so for those friends of ours that don't know Jesus and who may be seeking truth, I think this can be a real attraction to them.
也许我们身边没有信主的朋友就会被吸引来认识基督。
Because when they experience the love that we have towards one another and the peace that we have amongst one another, the joy that we have when we're together, it can't help but be a means of attracting those to know Jesus.
如果他们经历了我们在基督里彼此相爱，这个会对他们有吸引力，他们就会更想知道基督。
And so our encouragement from Paul is to stand firm and to seek to have the Spirit do a transformative work in our life, but also that we focus our energies as well on serving one another in love.
所以保罗对我们的鼓励是我们要在基督的自由里站立得稳，并且要靠着基督的力量来成就这种自由，并且我们要在爱中彼此服侍。
And may God truly give us His strength, and joy and peace as we seek to live out a life joyfully, for Him.
希望上帝真的给我们这样的自由，并让我们享受这样的自由。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for your word.
主耶稣，天父，谢谢你给我们你的话语。
And we thank you for the encouragement of the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Galatians.
谢谢你通过保罗写给加拉太人的鼓励，也来鼓励我们。
To live a life that's free.
然后让我们可以活出一个自由的生活。
And we thank you that you have freed us from the condemnation of death.
谢谢你让我们在罪的这个惩罚中得到自由。
But you've also given us the power through your Spirit to live a transformed, a changed life for your glory.
你也是通过了圣灵给了我们能够得胜的能力。
And may the love and joy that we experience, Lord, overflow as we seek to make a difference in the life of one another, serving one another in love.
希望我们生命中所经历的爱和自由能够让我们彼此服侍。
And Lord, may you be the center of our life as we seek you in all things.
让你成为我们生命中的中心，当我们来寻求你的时候。
For we pray in Christ's name.
让我们用主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.